Formula for peace. A formula for peace. Heavenly Father, please bless this time now in your word. In Jesus' name, amen. A really bad situation, a really bad challenge has come your way. You've lost your job. Your health is deteriorating. We could name time after time after time of things that we could look at. Possibly there's marriage problems right now in your life. Possibly you're disturbed about something tonight. I'm talking Christians. We get disturbed. We get discouraged. I don't know what it is in your life tonight, but I'm thankful that when we come to the Word of God, we can find peace. When we come to the Word of God, there is a formula for us to find peace. Remember, when Paul was writing this, he was bound between two Roman soldiers. He was in prison writing about rejoice in the Lord always. He was in prison writing about think on these things. He could have thought about everything else besides the things that he listed there. And so never, don't forget that. Don't lose sight of where Paul was. And Paul had discovered something. Paul had discovered that it did not matter what Paul was enduring, God never changed. Paul had discovered something that no matter what came in his path, he could find peace. He could have peace with God in getting saved, praise the Lord, but then he could have the peace of God in going through life. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. And it can only, again, it is a fruit of the Spirit, so that means only Christians, mark it down, only believers can have true peace. Anything else is fake. Anything else is a surface. It's not heartfelt peace because the fruit of the Spirit is peace. Well, the first thing that we see, and it's not something that you have never heard before, go with me to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 26, we're going to come right back to Philippians chapter 4. Formula, the first ingredient, the first part of the formula for peace is focus on God, not on the circumstance. Focus on God and not on the circumstance. Isaiah chapter number 26. Isaiah chapter number 26. I love what the prophet writes here under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. In verse number 3, he says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee." That means he's not allowing his mind to focus on the issue. He's not allowing his mind to focus on the difficulty. He's not allowing his mind to focus on the problem. Instead, his mind is stayed upon the Lord. And because his mind is stayed upon the Lord, he is kept in perfect peace. Look at that, going back to 2020, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord, how long? Forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. I want to encourage you tonight. You can go to bed tonight in just a little bit. I know the difference between a 45-minute and a one-hour service, Pastor Nathan. A lot of people, by the time 60 minutes rolls around, it's the land of nod. That's why. Because they're getting a little bit tired, especially after a long day at work. But tonight, we can go to bed focusing on the God who never changes, and we can sleep tonight peacefully. Why? Because God is in control. Nothing is coming that God hasn't allowed into your life and my life. Stop focusing on what you have no control over and focus on the one who never changes. The first part of peace, my focus must be on the Lord. Notice, let's go back to our text and notice what Paul says in verse number 4. He says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." What is Paul not saying? He's not saying that we're happy about what we're going through. He's not even saying to rejoice necessarily because of or for the specific difficulty. He's saying rejoice in the Lord. He's not saying rejoice, yay, I've got cancer. No, he's saying rejoice in the Lord. He's not saying, yay, I lost my job. Yay, we don't have church. We don't have church. No, rejoice in the Lord. Keep your focus on the Lord. When you focus on a God, the God who never changes, and his Spirit is giving you joy, then guess what comes over you? Peace comes over you. Peace comes over you. And so the first ingredient for peace, Focus on God instead of our situation. Psalm 23 and verse 4, I love what part of it says. It says, for thou art with me. Do you know, ladies and gentlemen, tonight on this 20th day of January 2021, Jesus Christ is all we need, and He is all we need all the time. Rejoice in the Lord. Keep your eyes on Him. Stop looking at everything else and get your eyes back on Him. He is the same yesterday, Hebrews 13:8. He is the same today, yesterday, today, and He's the same forever. Look, we don't need to live in depression long term. We can have the peace of God. I'll tell you, days come. Yes, they do. They come. Could be a week, could be a month. But let's get into the Word of God. Let's look at the Lord. He's not changing. He's good. We learned about that on the Lord's Day. Biblical joy comes when we know and believe that God is in absolute control. Think about it. James says, consider it joy when a trial comes your way. James chapter 1 and verse 2. And so remember, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are have what we have and that we're not consumed every day. Great is His faithfulness. Focus on God instead of the situation. Number 2. Notice verse number 5. Or verse number 5. Let your moderation be known unto what? All men. The Lord is at hand. Number 2, find ways to serve others. Find ways to serve others. From focusing on God, number 2, we literally now engage in serving others. The word moderation means a gentle or a gracious spirit. As I am rejoicing in God, as I am focusing in God, then God says, God brings people across my path that need encouraging word, that need an encouraging time, that need a note, that need a letter, that need a phone call, that need a dozen oatmeal cookies, no raisins, that need chocolate chip cookies, double the chocolate chips. I don't need all these, by the way. That need whatever. They just need the encouragement that God has given you. You notice when we're focusing on God and we're finding ways to serve others, do you know what I'm not doing? I'm not constantly thinking about my stubbed toe. Not literally a stubbed toe, the great difficulty. And by the way, doesn't make it all go away. But there's a formula here. The more you look at that toe, the more you're going to think it hurts. The more I focus on my big toe that I stubbed, the more it's going to hurt. No, focus on God. And as you're focusing on God, find ways that you can serve others. How can we do that? Paul says the Lord is at hand. God is near. God, would you bring me across someone's path today that needs to be encouraged? The Lord is at hand. The Lord is near. The Lord is working. Look at, again, like Pastor Nathan said a moment ago, don't miss what God is doing in your life. Don't miss the small things. Don't miss the little things, because little is much when God is in. And God brings somebody into my life, and God brings somebody into your life, and you say, Pastor Turner, you don't understand how much uproar there is or difficulties there are. Yes, but God does. That doesn't change God. That doesn't change the power of Almighty God. And so focus on Him. Find ways to serve others. It's not just that God wants me to serve others only in the midst of my trouble. God knows my weakness. God knows your weaknesses. And again, it is so, we are so susceptible to focus on ourselves and ourselves only. We get distracted from the goodness of God, and it's just one spiral down after another. So, formula for peace: focus on God, rejoice in the Lord. Let your moderation be known. The Lord is at hand. Number 3. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer. Supplication. Number 3, pray in faith. Pray in faith. You're laying there in bed at night. There's no one to help, so you can't focus on serving someone. We know God is there, yes. You're not alone. sometimes it's in those quiet moments, and sometimes it's in those moments where there aren't a lot of things going on around you that the devil begins to try to bring up all of these old things or past sin or past failure or whatever it may be, or even current issues and current events in your life and my life. This is the perfect opportunity to begin praying. This is the perfect opportunity because it says be careful for nothing. It means don't worry about anything. Don't let worry come into your life. Give it all to the Lord. Pray in faith. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Whatever the situation is, as I said a moment ago, keep giving it to the Lord. That's what. That's why he says here, pray, pray, pray. Keep telling him what's burdening your heart. Do you have an unsaved family member? Is it a burden? Keep telling the Lord about it. Keep bringing your burden to the Lord. Keep casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. What is it in the deepness of your heart that you really don't even know how to put into words, but it's there, and you know it's there. God knows the thoughts and intents of your heart. Keep giving it to the Lord. God wants you to have perfect peace, and he gives perfect peace when our mind is stayed on him. Give them to him and stop taking them back. Pray in faith. Notice three words. He says prayer, supplications, and request. Prayers, supplications, and request. We have general praying. We've talked about that. We have specific praying, and then we have detailed praying. You know, we just gave you a prayer page a few moments ago. I have the copy. You have the copy. That's an opportunity to pray. It's an opportunity to supplicate. It's an opportunity to bring our request unto the Lord. When worry and fear and despair come into your life, you have the opportunity, and I have the opportunity to pray to a God in heaven who never changes. Pray in faith and give them to the Lord. Focus on God. Rejoice in the Lord. Focus on God, not what's bringing you worry. Think about it. I'm guilty. You're guilty. Worry is given to things that we have no control over. Pretty much, that's most of the time. We worry about things we have no control. And yet, God is always in control. Focus on God, his faithfulness, not in what the difficult. Find ways to serve others. Pray in faith. I have one more. Follow through, and do. Follow through, do. Basically, number four, we find in verse number 9. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And what happens? The God of peace shall be with you. The God of peace shall be with you. If we do what God is teaching us to do, peace will come. He said, the peace of God will guard your heart. Did you see that earlier? We read that. Let's see here. Be careful for nothing. I lost my place. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart. That's what that word keep means. It means to put a guard around it, to put a fence around it, to put a wall around it, to put protection around it. The enemy would love to attack and attack and attack. And the peace of God puts some protection around that. And it keeps it. It guards the heart. This is what we want. We want God's peace to be guarding our heart. For out of it, the heart, are the issues of life. Romans 15:33, the Bible says, now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. Hebrews 13:20-21, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. You know, to him that knoweth to do good, doeth it not to him in his sin. We know what we need to do. There is probably not many of you tonight that are here. We have a few people here, everyone online, that you haven't been told before at some point in your Christian life, if you've been saved for any length of time, stop looking at what's going on around us and start looking to God. We've been told that. I've been told that. But you know what I'm guilty of sometimes? Looking it around me and not looking at God. And you know what happens when I do that? Peace leaves me. And worry comes in. And you know what I'm guilty of sometimes? Just thinking about me. Just thinking about my life. Just thinking about my situation. Just thinking about my difficulty. Just thinking about my challenge. But you know what? When we start to find ways that we can serve other people, it's amazing what happens when we serve the Lord and serve other people. It's amazing. We stop thinking about ourselves. And by the way, that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. And then we get into this and we move into this formula and we start adding things in and we start mixing things up and then we start taking everything to God in prayer. Everything to God in prayer. Praying in faith that God is going to do whatever God wants to do and we're good with that. And we're mixing all this together. And the point is this, just keep doing those things. Keep focusing on God. Keep finding ways to serve others. Keep in praying in faith. And what happens? Paul said here in verse number 9, and the God of peace shall be with you. It's one thing to hear about it. It's one thing to learn about it. It's one thing to watch Paul do it. But Paul says, you've got to do it as well. You've got to be a part of it as well. Think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. And there was Jesus Christ in the midst, Daniel chapter 3 and verse number 25. They were at peace. I mean, you read that text. I was reading it a couple of weeks ago, and it says they're all walking around. I don't know what it looked like. I have an imagination. You have an imagination. But I don't imagine in a fire walking around acting like nothing is wrong. But that's when I read that text, that's what I get out of it. Why are they able to do that? Because they have perfect peace. They have the Lord Jesus right there with them. And what do we have with us? Every day we have the Holy Spirit of God. As a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit of God indwelling you. So you have God in the form of the Holy Spirit of God with you every day too. Focus on God, not on the surroundings. Find ways to serve others. Pray in faith. The three Hebrew children were at peace even though they didn't know what was even going to happen for sure. They said, even if God doesn't, we're not bowing down. There are two kinds of peace. There's the peace with God that must be made, and there's the peace of God. I want to just close tonight with mentioning quickly, peace with God can only be made through His Son, Jesus Christ. You cannot have peace with God without going through His Son, Jesus Christ. That is the peace that you need. What does this peace mean? It means you come to God. We are His enemy without Christ. We are His enemy without His Son. Meaning that you and I, without His Son, we deserve to go to hell and burn and burn and burn for all eternity. That's how I'll make peace with God. Not me, but that's how people will make peace with God for all eternity. Without Christ, they'll have to go to hell forever and ever and ever and ever with absolutely no way out. But Jesus Christ, our great high priest, died on an old rugged cross, never deserved it, never deserved it, but willingly sacrificed His life, took that blood to the mercy seat in heaven, and that blood is atoning. That blood made peace with God available for the wickedest sinner like me and the wickedest sinner like you. Have you received your peace with God yet? Have you by faith accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior? If not, don't worry about looking around you and thinking, oh my, 2020 was terrible. 2021's not starting off much better. This is peanuts compared to hell, folks. This is nothing compared to eternity in hell. But without Christ, that's where you're going. And I have the authority of the Word of God on that. The authority of the Word of God on that. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Tonight, get the peace with God dealt with. Come to Christ humbly. right now even call on Him, ask Him by faith to come in and save you and cleanse you and make peace with God tonight through Jesus Christ, the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection. That peace is available to everyone that believes. And then, dear Christian, you've already made peace with God. You've trusted Christ as Savior 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 2 years ago, 25 years ago, 30 years ago. It doesn't matter how long ago. God wants you to have daily peace. He has peace available. He has peace. He'll never run out of it. How do we have peace? Number one, focus on God, not on what's happening. Rejoice in the Lord. That's a great little scripture song, isn't it? I won't sing it for you. I love that song. If you never heard it, we'll try to figure. I don't know. There's probably different ones, but anyway, rejoice in the Lord. Focus on God, not on the surrounding. Number two, let your moderation be known. Find ways to serve others. Tell others about God's goodness in your life. Then be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Pray in faith. And then lastly, those things that you have both heard and received and seen in me, you got to follow through on the first three and do them over and over and over again. And as soon as worry comes in, stop, confess it to the Lord. I'm sorry, I shouldn't even be worrying about this. I'm going to focus on your goodness. You're with me. Your rod and your staff, they're comforting me. You've prepared a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. What is oil? A representation of power of the Holy Spirit of God. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in my house. Find a scripture. Find a Bible promise. Let it bring true peace.